As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Back midday show.
Oh, this is a great old song, man.
This is a great song.
Don't you want me, baby? Sounds a little creepy, though.
It does. It's not that we don't want AJ. We just want a top five pick. More. That's all.
Say you don't
better
need
change me. Your mind, Joe.
Not gonna happen. Not gonna happen. This
better
hour.
Change it back, mm-hmm. Or we will both be sorry. Boy, the hair in this video, I just can see this, was super teased.
Yes, it was. What year is this song?
This feels like 80s, right? Late 80s.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. It's a good one. This hour, 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. Also, let's not forget, we got BG Live 5-5 on
BG Live.
Tickets on sale right now at 94WIP.com. That would be May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. To some maybe not thinking it's Cinco de Mayo.
It's the day after Cinco de Mayo.
No, see, this is because I was thinking, I was trying to plan my time,
what are you
and
thinking?
I'm like, damn, I was thinking drinking on Sunday.
I think you were long thinking.
I did, and I screwed
too
it
long.
Up. Because Monday, like, Cinco de Mayo falls on the worst day it could possibly fall on. Monday. But you got to go to work Tuesday.
So what day do you want? You want on Friday?
Friday.
And Monday.
Friday, Saturday.
Who takes off
see,
a Cinco
Friday,
de Mayo?
Like, but Friday, if it's on a Friday, you can get good and banged up on a Friday.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah. On Monday, it's too much responsibility on Tuesday.
Just start celebrating early.
You know what I mean? It's too much responsibility on Tuesday.
Well, you know what? Come out to the Colonial Theater in Phoenix.
No, we're going to have fun.
We're going to have a great time. On 5-5, BG Live. Tickets on sale right now, 94WIP.com. All right, let's get back to the phone lines here. And then we got to let you hear what I think Hugh would call a crash out up in New York.
He's crashed out.
They are already worried about the Juan Soto contract up there. I would gladly take him. But if they want to get rid of him, I have a way to help them out. Let's go to Jay in Philly. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, what's up, Jay. Man? What's up, buddy?
Hey, yo, man. I love the fact that it's Friday. The weather's good, man. Hugh gave Joe some gummies. He didn't tell him how much to take because they're trying to trade AJ Brown, man, for either Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter. Mm-hmm. Hey, look, man. I'm trying to come to the studio and have a gummy party next Friday. So I wouldn't do it. And this is why it's not like we're trading up and this trade is going to fill the last hole that we have and we're good from then on. Like, that's not what this trade is. So why are we trading an all-pro for a rookie and he's not filling that gap? Travis Hunter's best position, I think, with us would be cornerback, if anything. And now we trade AJ. Now we got a problem with receiver. So I love Devontae, but do you think Devontae is getting that tough yard? That 5-yard slant when you need 4 yards or you need 5 yards. Now he getting double teamed and they being physical with him. I don't know, and I love Devontae, but I don't know if he's going to do what AJ did. And then Travis Hunter is 138 pounds, so he's not getting those tough yards. like, changes the whole thing, man. Changes the whole thing.
So I think you make a fair point. And no, I don't. I think it'd be harder for Devontae. But, Jay, in our scenario, you could take whoever you want in the top five that's there, right? You brought up Travis Hunter, who I think has a shot to be special. Maybe you play him a corner, a little receiver, maybe the opposite. But, Jay, if you take a defensive player at four, right, or wherever we're trading up to, whether it be Carter or Hunter, you could take a receiver to replace some of what A.J. gave you at 32, right? He's not going to be A.J., but is your team better that way?
And not only that, AJ's one-on-one, man. AJ weighed like 230 pounds. Like, ain't no receiver in this draft going to do that. Ain't no receiver. I hear what you're saying about that. But at the same time, you could get somebody that's comparable to AJ.
Maybe he's one-on-one.
You know what? Regular season, we're all about Super Bowls now. And maybe he has a good regular season. But do you trust a rookie to get us the tough yards that A.J. Brown has consistently gotten us?
Jay,
can you trust a rookie to get the yards?
Before I answer that question, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hypothetically, if this happens, do you trust Jalen?
Do I trust
Jalen? That's a long pause.
Yeah. Long pause.
Long pause.
Totally.
Because my fault. Do you trust Jalen?
I trust Jalen, yes.
So if you trust Jalen, then you'll be okay with letting him go. Because you feel like Jalen has evolved to the point where he doesn't need that receiver as a crutch. If this is what they're thinking. Like, there's a lot of layers to this. And the reason why I wouldn't be afraid of trading him is because I feel that Jalen has evolved. And I feel a lot of times, I'm not saying this about you, and that's why I asked the question, but I feel a lot of times that people don't feel like the quarterback has evolved. That's why they want to hold on to the receiver.
No, but look, there's going to be a point where he's not able to get out the pocket. He needs somebody to get open. So lately, the teams that have won the Super Bowls have had, normally except for when Pat Mahomes did it without Tyreek Hill, they've had at least one great receiver that you could count on, that you could count on, man. We wouldn't have, and I love Devontae, man, but I think if all the attention was on him, he's getting double teamed, they roughing him up at the line, I don't know if I can trust him to get me the yards that I need.
No, I mean, I hear that. And that's, yeah, you're right. And that's something that you might have to contend with. But I feel like when I look at this draft and I look at the way that the NFL trended last year, it feels like it's skewing more towards the running game. Because think about it like this, and I think this is a lot of things that we forgot, Jay. Early in the year, the two high safety got a bad rap. Remember that? Because they were taking away the big plays. So what did some teams do? Some teams went to the running game. The teams that could run the ball and the teams that had success started to run the ball because they didn't want to be beat. They couldn't run the deep plays because they had the too high safety look. So I'm thinking, and I might be wrong, but I'm thinking that the NFL is going to start trending more towards the running attack, and that's why the Eagles, hypothetically, would probably be okay with this.
Let me ask you this. For a team to win the Super Bowl and then move up like that, wouldn't it normally be to get the one need, because you have one need that's going to put you over the top?
Yeah, it would.
We trade AJ for one pick, we still got a hole. If we get a defensive line,
we do, yeah. We'd have to fill receiver. Yeah, you'd have to trust Howie to find a good receiver to complement Devontae somewhere else in the draft. And he wouldn't be as good as AJ, but he'd have to be good.
What do you think is easier to find? A really good pass rusher or a really good receiver? It's easier to find a receiver. I'm going to help you out. It's easier to find a receiver. Not a receiver,
but not an A.J. Brown.
That's what I was about to say. Not a receiver of A.J. Brown's caliber. But you can find a good receiver.
I agree with you.
That will compensate for you going out and getting that pass rusher. Dude, pass rushers are still at a premium in NFL.
I would say, without looking, the best pass rushers are first round picks.
Yes.
And there's a few guys that come out of nowhere, but the best receivers are all over the place. Yeah, Second round, third round, fourth round.
Yeah, all over the place, man, for real. I mean, that's just how it is.
The only reason why I pause is because normally I would have right away said, you know, a rusher. Mm-hmm. But we got Jalen Carter on the line. We got Jordan Davis, who you at least got to pay attention to. So we got guys that certainly is going to open it up for edge rusher. So that's why we're taking flyers on certain guys, because we feel like our defensive line is so stout that, hey, my man, you just got to play your role.
Yeah.
and they might think that too. So yeah. Much. Yeah. Fangio might think that too. It's a fair point. Jay, what's your egg dish? What do you got for us?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Man, I'm real simple, man. Just man, if I can spice it up, it'll be with tomatoes and broccoli when I'm doing my healthy thing.
So like an omelet with tomatoes and broccoli, or like scrambled eggs?
Yeah. Or I can just scramble it and put it in there, or omelet, whatever. But as long as the tomatoes and broccoli in there, good little dish.
All right, Jay, we got you, buddy. You're out on broccoli or the
tomatoes?
Yeah,
broccoli, yeah.
I'm in on broccoli.
I like broccoli. I've been on this broccoli thing lately, though. I like broccoli and cheese.
What are you doing
though.
With it? Broccoli and cheese.
I like broccoli and cheese.
So I'm in a bit of a spin cycle now with Hugh Douglas.
Okay.
Because for months we're talking about, well, you know, Vic Fangio just needs smart players. Get Nolan Smith. They got a lot of production out of him late in the season. Jalen Hunt next to Jalen Carter. And now all of a sudden it's so hard to find a guy that we're gonna get production on the outside next to Jalen Carter.
No, listen, see Kyle, you're
who needs who more? Because we do this with the running back and the offensive line. We do have Jalen Carter in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to take up a lot of attention. That does make life easier for the guys on the outside. A.J. Brown is the one who makes life easier for others.
See, I think you're getting... I understand what you're saying. You're right. I'm not trying to put you in a spin cycle, but I think it's important to understand and kind of go into the minutia of potentially what this could mean and why this is being, you know, put out there. And that's what I'm doing. Like, in a small sampling size, I do not want to trade A.J. Brown. Let me say that first. I don't. But if I'm looking at it hypothetically and why this might happen, that's where I'm coming from, and that's where I'm okay with it, because you're looking to get the best pass rusher in the game. That's going to help your defense be better. And when you look at, say, I'm looking at the draft as a whole. You're right. There is no A.J. Brown in this draft.
Mm-mm.
But there are receivers that you could get that are serviceable. I'm not going to say comparable. I'm going to say serviceable.
Yeah, I don't want serviceable. I don't think the offense looks as good with just serviceable out there.
But what about, think about it like this. Puka Nacua came out of nowhere. It became a really good serviceable receiver.
Well, he's better than serviceable.
But I'm just saying for the sake of this argument.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In a short period of time.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm looking at that, and I'm looking at my financial constraints, because that's what we're talking about. Like, you can't talk about the players without the financial constraints. He gives me a player that's you know, serviceable, that's cheaper.
So,
like, okay. I get two things that I need, and I'm saving some
money. Hold on, let's hit on the cheaper thing for a second. This day, and I know a lot of people's perspective is, let's not rush this. We'll wait for this day. This day's coming. The Eagles have told us this. Their actions have told us this. Howie has said it. Joe Banner has said it. They're going to have to likely move off of something on offense to pay something on defense soon.
Yeah.
Right? So, okay, so we could wait. We could do it now. But you keep asking, Hugh, do you trust Jalen? At some point, that's part of this, right?
That's the conversation that we're having.
Kyle doesn't like the Patrick Mahomes part. Let me give you another one. And I don't even think Jalen's as good as this guy, but at least it's not the Mahomes thing, right? Because Mahomes just lives in his own world. He's the best quarterback. The Bills got better when they moved off of Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, he's also not Josh Allen.
No,
guys.
Not a thrower like Josh Allen is. Josh Allen was an up-and-down young quarterback.
I know. He won the MVP last year without Diggs.
They traded for Diggs to help Josh Allen out. And
that's
then he progressed, and they said, we got cap issues. Mm-hmm. We got to move off of Diggs.
Yes.
And Josh Allen, he was ready for that, and he played really well without Stephon Diggs.
I'm glad you brought up Josh Allen, because Josh Allen is a much better thrower than Jalen Hurts is.
That's the point.
It's definitely the point.
Kyle, at some point, they're going to have to move off of someone on the offense.
Right. Okay, so can I address that real quick?
Yes.
Because when teams do this, when they get out ahead of things, right, they usually do that when it's like a year in advance. The Goddard thing is a year ahead of time from when we're going to have to lose him. Not 3 years, and not the year after you just signed the guy. It's too early. It's too early.
So you know what? I don't want to sell my house. I don't want to. I have no plans to do it.
But
my house is not worth $1 million. It's just
but
not. Someone offered me $1 million today. I'm out. AJ Brown. I don't want to trade AJ Brown.
I don't think it's the equivalent of $1 million.
Sure,
though.
It's
not a guaranteed $1 million because you don't know who the draft pick is. You don't know who the player is if they're going to turn out.
The pick has value, right? You don't know what you're going to use. I could use the $1 million to buy candy.
Okay.
It's still $1 million. Let me finish. The pick is worth $1 million in my scenario. My house is not worth that. I don't want to trade AJ. No one's ever going to offer me a top five pick for a veteran receiver making 30 plus million. It just doesn't happen.
So
I'm taking the million and I'll figure it out.
I think a better analogy is
your family
probably
love you more.
No. Well,
you got Easter eggs all over the place.
We could have so many eggs.
You paint Easter
eggs all weekend.
You cracking eggs. You throwing eggs.
We're throwing
at people's
eggs
houses
at Kyle.
Again. We don't even care. We got money.
I don't think it's a good analogy because
I think Hugh liked mine.
I loved it.
I know he did, but Hugh's notoriously terrible at analogies.
No, not today.
No, all right.
Today's good at analogies.
Here's what I think a better analogy is.
What?
You sell the house, but you either get, you don't know, $5,000 or $1 million. Because this draft pick that you take could not be good.
No, there is
a risk involved.
Right. I gave you the risk. Picks are valuable. What I use the money for is up to me. I could take the million.
Yeah, he's taking the pick. Joe's talking about taking the pick.
I could take the million for my house and blow it, and then I don't have a place to live. Right. That could be a bad pick. I could invest it in something else and get, like, it's the value for the player.
But I feel like I just feel like there's a lot more of a commodity to $1 million, a known commodity, than there is to, because you're not going to blow the whole million. You get a million, you're going to think you're a smart guy. It's not like you take the million and spend it on one thing. You're probably spending it on a lot of different things, and it becomes a lot more worth it for you. Mm. I think the better analogy is that you don't know what exactly the value of this is.
Well,
it could be $5,000.
Sure. Okay.
It could be $1 million.
It's the trust in Howie. I mean, it's a trust in Howie and
the
scouting.
Or trust in Jalen.
But we just talked about this yesterday. Like, the draft isn't an exact science. You either get an impact player or you don't. It's a 50-50. It's a coin flip.
That's a very fair point. But in Howie's world and in the Eagles' world, have they missed on a top pick? Like, I mean a high pick. And we could debate the Carson thing. Carson gave him some good years before he fell apart, right? That was the number two pick. Lane Johnson was number four. Jalen Carter, number nine. Devontae was top, 10?
Yep.
The Eagles have an incredible track record. To go back, when was the last time they took a player within the top 10 that wasn't any good? I mean, Donovan was number two.
Yeah. It's been a while.
When they take pick, so I give them a way better chance to, like, if the Eagles stumbled into a top five pick tomorrow, I'd bet they'd nail it. I mean,
maybe. I understand that a top five pick is much more likely to hit than somebody that's that high. But, like, can we also address the wide receiver part of this thing? Like, before AJ Brown, before Devontae Smith, our track record of drafting wide receivers was horrible.
I know.
I mean, okay. So, like, this idea that we're going to get somebody serviceable, you could get another Jalen freaking Rager.
You could. Or you can get Puka Nacua.
Kyle Frey, for real.
Well, right. I mean, I just, I don't know how you, like, you can say it's afraid. I am afraid, sure. But I think it's very reasonable to not want to let go of the best player on your offense and say that you're going to take a step back because of it.
I think it's reasonable. Yeah, I just don't think it's economically sound not to even entertain it, though. I think you have to entertain it.
Fine, entertain it. Don't do it.
And I think you have to look at all scenarios and say why this might be a real thing. See, that's where I'm at. Because at the end of the day, I don't want to trade him. But when you talk about there's one guy's name that has been mentioned in all these trade talks for the last couple of seasons, and it's him, and you look at everything that happened this year, I think it's almost like baking a cake. Like, you're just looking at the one ingredient.
Now we're doing analogies.
No, yeah, we can do these analogies. And you have to take all the ingredients, and the ingredients in this case is the fact that AJ crashed out and BG talked about him, the fact that he was reading on the sideline,
yep,
and all this other stuff. I feel that there might be something there. I'm not sure. There might be something there. And the Eagles are like, okay, our quarterback has evolved to the point where maybe we could alleviate some of this money issues that we have by moving on from him and getting younger. Because Howie keeps saying, Joe keeps saying we got to get younger.
Yeah.
He keeps saying it. So you got to, you know, you just got to look at it.
AJ Brown's 27.
Yeah, but he's not 22. That's for sure.
All right. Oh my God.
So let's, I just went back and looked because we were saying, like, the Eagles rarely miss top five, top 10 picks, right? When they've had them, and there hasn't been 10 of them, but they've had a good number in the last couple decades. You know, the last time the Eagles had a pick as high as we're talking about today and didn't land a star, it was Mike Mamula.
Moo-moo.
It was 1995. We know about that draft. We know Hugh Douglas was in that draft. I mean, it's a long time ago.
But as we talked about yesterday, they might be due.
They might be due. But it was the Hugh draft. I mean, remember that?
They don't know who he is.
True story. The Eagles were thinking about taking me, but they're like, nah. You went to a small school.
But they waited to see if you could really play.
The Eagles made a mistake.
They should have taken
it. Just like they could in this draft if they trade AJ Brown.
Yeah, I mean, it was 1995, though.
That was a long time ago.
That's when I was born.
That's when they first started learning about draft. They ain't know no better.
The year I was born.
And look, I mean, look, Hugh. You're
getting drafted.
Hugh's not that guy anymore. We know that.
he's washed.
All right. I don't think the guy that you're about to hear get yelled about is washed, but not off to a great start. Listen to this. So, Hugh, you remember a couple years ago when I said 2 months into the Trey Turner contract that if I had a magic wand.
Yes, you would get rid of him.
Yeah, so I'm going to offer that magic wand to a guy that I've met once before, but he's the Midday Show host up in New York. His name's Sal Licata, so he's a Mets fan, Hugh.
Mm-hmm.
And Juan Soto is off to a slow start after his $700-and-whatever-million contract. So Sal is not happy. Listen to this crash out yesterday over Juan Soto.
Juan Soto has stunk to start his Mets career. I never thought I would be at this point with Juan Soto, a guy who I begged and pleaded the Mets to go get, a guy who I wanted more than any player ever in my fandom. I wanted Juan Soto. The Mets delivered, and every single time this guy has come up in a big spot this year, and there have been plenty, he has failed. And yesterday, a despicable 0-for-5 with 3 strikeouts, leaving a small village on the base pass as the Mets lose a series. You don't pay $765 million to a guy who gets on base 40% of the time. Bullcrap. Every single time he's come up in a big spot, he has failed this year. He did not do that with the Yankees. I don't want to hear the excuses from Soto. I don't want to hear people tell me that the walks are good. I want to start seeing some production now.
I have a couple thoughts on that.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I didn't know Brandon Tierney was bald.
They're both bald.
Yeah. They're bald like us.
The Midday Show has to be bald. You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
An Odyssey rule, yeah.
The second thing that jumped out to me when he was on his rant was baseball. I mean, let's just call it what it is. Most diehard baseball fans are ridiculous. Like, it's I mean, in a good way, because you live and die every game. The small village got me, though. That was a lot.
Are you saying it's a little premature into a 15-year deal?
Well, yes, and it's one of those things where historically – when a guy goes, because this happened to, Trey's still kind of going through it. Dansby Swanson went through it with the Cubs.
That first year of the deal.
The first Cub, yeah. The first year of the deal, yeah. Trying to adjust. There's a lot of players that first year of the deal, going to a new place, they have to adjust. And you just have to be prepared for it as a player.
Sure.
But it's a small, like the dude can, we know Juan Soto can play, man. Yeah. Come on, man.
He's good.
We know he can play. But that, I mean, you can't be mad at it. I can't be mad at it because it's one of those things where the Mets have been metting for so long. And then, you know, to have this caliber player come and you don't see what you see. I mean, I get it, but it's just a lot.
So two things. Let's hope Juan stays cold because the Phillies go play the Mets next week. So let's hope that stays cold for a while. Second, if he wants, I will loan him the magic wand. He can use it. They can undo the contract. Then we could take him. I'll still take Juan Soto here in Philadelphia. But that got me laughing yesterday. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Terrence!
Huge Joe, Kyle. What's up, man?
What's Terrence! Going
on, man? Hey, Joe, you my guy.
Mm-hmm.
But hell to the no, to the no, 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 no.
You're out?
I wouldn't trade. You said you would trade A.J. Brown straight up for Hunter?
Yes.
No, this guy is 110 pounds soaking wet. I don't even – there's questions about this guy's durability already in the NFL, and can he take a hit? Can he tackle these big guys? We know college – there's some big dudes in college, but the NFL is a whole different ball game, my man. And I heard you say something about A.J. Brown, like he didn't contribute on the playoffs. Joe, he was hurt. He was hurt. Why not? He hurt every year.
Well, no, but he could. I mean, he could start breaking down. We don't know.
All right, my thing is he's 27, and I know we have cap issues and all that. But right now, AJ's in his prime. I wouldn't trade somebody in his prime, because as far as right now, we don't even know how the defense is going to look, and we're going to let somebody go on offense. We don't know how Abdul Carter is going to look when he comes to the NFL. That's the if, right? He may be good. He may not be that good, but for the fact of the matter is, we know A.J. Brown is good. And I heard a caller say this earlier. If we let A.J. Brown go, and how many years have we went to the Super Bowl before we got A.J. Brown?
Like how many times? Well, they had gone three times. They went in 17, they went in 4, they went in 80.
So when we didn't have A.J. Brown, when we just had Devontae Smith, we went to the playoffs, but have we reached the Super Bowl?
No, I mean, it was only 1 year of that, but no, they didn't.
And to me, that's the whole reason we brought A.J. Brown here, was for that window to win the Super Bowl. And we know that window is closing. So right now, we heard, I said this a couple of weeks ago, we heard Jeffrey Lurie say he's hungrier now. Mm. So if you let A.J. Brown go, how would that explain you being hungry for another Super Bowl?
Well, you know, it would move the line. It would make it they're hungrier to win one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it would make next year less likely, but maybe 2027, 28 more likely. All right, Terrence, what do you got for eggs? Eggs for us. What's your egg dish? Go to.
One more thing. If we lose A.J. Brown, we won't go to playoffs next year. We won't.
I still think they. Well, it depends what they got back. But
so.
All right, Terrence, what do you got?
The
eggs.
The defense we got.
Terrence, your egg dish. What do you got?
All right, guys. I know you guys know they make the Hawaiian buns now.
Oh yeah.
So what I do is I put it in a toaster, not too long, but so it's a little bit crisp. I put some jelly on it, some bacon, and some scrambled eggs. Man, that thing is bumping.
You got the sweet and the savory. Terrence, good phone call. We'll get you in the mix. 4-pack of tickets to the Eagles draft party. Our 215-592-9494. Your favorite way to eat eggs. Best one on Tri-Day wins the 4-pack of tickets. All right, you people coming up at 1:45. The Daily Mock at 1 o'clock next. It's always on you. Sports Radio 94 and WIP.
Yes, and this is on me too. Easter is this weekend, and you know what that means. It's time to elevate your celebrations with the unbeatable flavor of Hatfield ham. So when you're planning your Easter grocery shopping list, remember, add the delicious tradition that is Hatfield ham. If you want to put some more pork on your fork, serve up a side of bacon Brussels sprout salad made with delicious Hatfield bacon. The possibilities are endless. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes and retailer near you. This Easter, put pork on your fork. Find your flavor with Hatfield.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.